This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a sluggish start for the markets today. We've had three good days on the trot, but perhaps today the start might be a bit muted. Let's run you through the global cues, you know, which are of paramount importance today. For one, US markets have snapped a three-day winning streak. The Dow ended flat, the S&P 500 lower by 0.7%, and the Nasdaq slipping 1.7%. Investors are awaiting the US CPI inflation number for the month of November, which according to estimates could come in at 6.7%, the highest since June 1982. We're talking about a 40-year high. The economic data, which came out of the United States overnight, though, was positive. The data on the initial jobless claims at 184,000 was better than what the street was anticipating, which is a figure above 200,000, but this is for the week ended 4th of December. The street continues to watch the developments in research and studies coming out of Omicron. A study conducted by a Japanese scientist has found the new strain to be 4.2 times more transmissible in the early stages. Also, Evergrande issue has come back to the fore. Fitch cut Evergrande's rating to a restricted default over its failure to make the coupon payments this week. The question is whether this will trigger cross default on its over $19 billion debt. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a slightly lower start, but remember, yesterday as well, the markets did come off from the top of the trading session. They ended in the green. The Nifty was up 36 points. The Sensex was up 156 points. But you could see, the momentum decelerating a tad bit. The FI sold 1,585 crore in the cash. The DIs bought 782 crore in cash. So net-net, you had the institution sell about 800 crores in cash. Individual stocks, Reliance Industries, about 4.9 crore of partly paid up shares will get tradable from today. So that's about 6.5% of equity. Analysts say this will result in higher free float, which means there is a possibility that its weightage in MSCI, FTSE and Nifty could go up. Moving on to Spark, they held a call yesterday where the company indicated that they are focusing on cost control in the company. L&T Infotech's investor meet was yesterday and the management sounded very confident. They're looking at growth in the leaders quadrant. Bajaj Electrical has said that they're looking to unlock growth and value creation across their various business segments. And Dixon, where Jefferies has come out with a buy rating on the stock with a target price of 6,450, which implies a decent upside from the current levels of 5,400. So these are the stocks you should keep on your radar. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.